Hey, I'm Mike.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
I watched the first half of The Legend of the Hollowayan.
I watched the second half of The Legend of the Hollowayan.
And this is the other half. Halloween Spooktacular.
I'm sorry.
Last week,
I'm so sorry.
I remember you said, we're setting this up. So every week, it's just a little bit scarier, better in quality. I even jokingly was like, yeah, next week, we're going to watch Barty, like a kid's movie, I jokingly said.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I had forgotten what movie we had selected. That you had recommended.
Yes, I recommended this movie.
To be fair, I also was like, yeah, that looks fine. Let's watch that. This will be fun.
It takes two to tango.
I didn't realize how long the movie was going to be.
It's
first
not.
Off. It is.
It's an hour. Isn't it? It's an hour 20.
It's so long for this movie. It should have been like 40 minutes long.
I guess that's true.
It really doesn't need to be that long.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah. The other thing, which I really should have thought about beforehand, is I feel bad. I've said this before on the podcast. I feel bad criticizing animated movies because I know how much work goes into every little bit of it. But god damn.
Do you really feel bad about this one, though?
I feel a little bad. Well, like, okay, first thing I want to say, character animation is good. I thought
that's the only thing that's good.
Yeah.
That's
like
the only thing that's good.
I suspect it's because everything else was rushed. Like, there's no other explanation for, like, some things have textures, some don't. Like, sometimes you see repeating patterns on the ground. You know, like, characters are phasing through objects.
Yes, they are.
Okay, it happens in your head,
It happens
too.
A lot.
And it's shocking because, like, honestly, I hope some of the animators that worked on this movie, were able to put some of the stuff on there real. Because, like, the character animation, I'm just going to say it right now, good. Very good stuff.
Solid.
Feels, has weight to it, has, like, emotion. Like, it looks great. Especially the pineapple head. I thought the pineapple animation was very good. But holy fucking shit. Like,
everything else around it was disastrous.
The lighting is it's so bad. The character designs look like ass.
All the particle effects, everything. It is
the water! Why would you make a movie that takes place in Hawaii if you can't do water, trees, and sand?
Oh, they had some sort of water effect.
It was
very goopy. There's some goopy
you know
water.
How water is in the ocean.
The thing
Goop.
About so for people who have not seen this movie and don't know anything about it, let me describe the
Nobody has seen this movie. Yeah.
No. So let me describe first off why we watched this movie. So the reason we watched this movie is me and my girlfriend Lindsay were watching or eating at King's Hawaiian in Torrance, which is for those who don't know, I don't know if they have King's Hawaiian as regional or if it's national, but they make Hawaiian sweet rolls that you could buy at the store.
Hey, that's in the movie.
And they're
sweet rolls.
Exactly. Yeah. So we went, I didn't know this, but they actually have a whole on restaurant. Like, you can get these anywhere at the supermarket, right? But I've always grew up eating them and I was like, these are so good. Yeah, King's Hawaiian. And then I found out they have a Hawaiian restaurant. So we went and ate there. Mm-hmm. And while we were eating, I'm like, this is actually pretty good. And you know what? The food there, recommend. It is good Hawaiian food.
Okay, good.
It wasn't cheesy or anything.
I like King's Hawaiian.
Yeah.
That's, I think, national. I think you can get that anywhere.
Okay. But I'm saying, like, they actually make, so they make that, this is where the bakery is. So you get the bread fresh out of there and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then while sitting there, I look and I'm like, Legend of the Hollowayan. There's a poster for it in here.
Yeah. Wow.
Isn't that weird?
I didn't even think, because they mentioned that. Several occasions. They mentioned the King's Hawaiian, and I wrote it down because somebody was handing out King's Hawaiian as like a trick or treat gift.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. It's almost like they made this movie.
Dude, I wonder, did they?
They did.
They did?
Mike, look in my eyes. They made this movie.
They really did.
King's Hawaiian spun up their marketing division.
That makes so much.
And
are you being honest?
I am being honest. I am not joking. I did not know this was a thing.
So much.
It does, but also it doesn't. Like,
why
would you do this?
Well, you're a Hawaiian style like place, right? That sells food, and you're just like, oh yeah, let's throw some money into an animated kids movie.
They started up a whole production company for this. Fresh Baked Movies is their production company.
Oh shit, I remember that at the beginning.
Yes,
the credit for Fresh Baked. I thought that was just bad. Oh my god, you're so right.
Yep.
It's all coming back to me
it's
now.
It's all making sense now.
Yeah,
isn't
it's all
it?
Fu- falling in it. Because I was like, well, it's weird that they got the King's Hawaiian, like, brand in this movie. Like,
yeah. Like, it's weird that they did that. It's almost like they're the only brand to sponsor this whole movie.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Nope. All right. Yep. That makes a lot more sense then.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it?
That, because I was thinking the whole time, I'm like, okay, who pitched this idea of, like, a trick-or-treat Hawaii movie?
I still don't get the, like, trick-or-treat part. Like, why did they make this a Halloween movie?
I don't know. I don't. Did someone in the production go Hawaiian?
Hawaiian. Probably. It's like, that's hilarious. But right? Taking a Halloween
Let's
movie.
Let's put that as, like, a hashtag, I assume. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. This also explains, like, it's weird because obviously the production company, I feel bad for them. I think now I feel even worse because, well, clearly this was like a rush job.
Yeah. So this is clearly a rush job, but they're also worked with a place called Arcana Studios.
Yeah, Arcana Studios, which has made other animated movies.
Yes, they made a few. Yeah. They're like the biggest animation studio in Canada, it looks like. Mm. Or is it animation? Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the biggest, I think. I could be wrong if it's not the biggest, but
it's one of the biggest. They've made other movies like Howard Lovecraft,
which I've never heard of.
It's
fair. Weird looking.
It looks bad. The character designs do not look good.
No, well, I mean, same with this movie.
Compared to this, I guess, yeah. They made a couple other things.
Look, all I want to know is that there's someone... I'm just looking at the credits of Howard Lovecraft and the Frozen Kingdom, and there's Ron Perlman playing the Shoggoth, so that's pretty wild.
That's pretty cool.
That's just sounds like a great thing. But, I mean, this movie does have a cast.
Yeah, it's got Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the lady from Lilo and Stitch and Wayne's World. She's in it playing Nana. It's got Vanessa Williams, I think.
Vanessa Williams. She doesn't come until probably my half, I don't think.
No, yeah. She was.
And then Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill. I forgot he was in the movie,
too.
He's
the cop, weirdly.
I don't even know there was a cop in my half.
Oh, really? Yeah. Cool, because he's ineffective and doesn't do anything.
Like a cop.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting, because that was the other thing I was thinking, because what are the kids in it? I did the same thing you did. I think it's because the movie's so bad. I couldn't look at it the whole time, so it was just flipping through IMDb. It's ugly, too. That's
so
the other
ugly.
Thing. Ugliest. So poorly lit.
This is,
like,
one of the... I feel bad, but this is one of the ugliest movies we've seen since Food Fight. Like, Food Fight...
That's the thing about
Food
animation,
Food Fight's really,
man.
Really gross.
Yeah. This is not as gross.
No, it's not. It's bad, but it's not gross.
The fact that the character designs... Well, the character animation is good. It kind of, like, holds it up a bit. Because all the kids have, like, shitlit teeth, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they have individual little teeth, and when, like, it is heavy shadow, they all... It just looks like their mouths are full of little, like, gum pieces.
It's weird.
It's bad. And then the lighting, like, their eyes and their skin tones always look, like, jaundiced. Like, it just looks bad.
Honestly, what I want to say it looks like is it looks like someone got a cutscene from a GameCube game and then rendered it out at 1080p mm-hmm. and then was like, here's a movie.
And then they interplaced or what is it? Like, they added frames to it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
added some frames, get it to 24 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it also looks like a Disney animated movie like Frozen or something before, like, previous.
Yeah! No, a lot
like
of the lighting.
Like, the character animations look good, but you're like,
the
backgrounds
lighting
look bad.
Very
like, all the particle effects look like almost stand-in.
Mm, I agree. Honestly, I almost think that, because, okay, that's the other thing. Now that you've told me that this was, like, a venture by the...
King's Hawaiian?
King's Hawaiian. Makes me feel a lot better... Makes me feel worse for the production company, because now I really feel like this was a rush job.
But the production company is King's Hawaiian.
No, the animation production company. Yeah, the ones that were actually putting all the work in.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's, like, inconsistent lighting throughout.
There's literally shots where you see the same characters in a spot, and they move the camera, and it's a completely different section of the world they're in.
There's multiple scenes where objects, like, get closer, and then it, like, you, like, warp in. There's one part where, like, a stalactite falls, almost crushes one of the characters, and then we wind up inside the stalactite.
Oh, man,
for,
this
like
a GameCube game.
For five frames, and you can see all of the, like, geometry inside. It is bad, man.
Yeah.
But again, this would only happen, I think, if you were rushed. Like, you wouldn't put out this sort of material unless...
It's definitely, like, either rushed, you're like, well, that's it, we're done, right? And you're like, all right.
I guess so.
Sure, this is all we can afford.
The other thing I wanted to mention, I don't want to shit on this poor kid, but the kid playing Eddie is not... I don't like any of the characters.
Most of the voice acting is terrible.
But the kid playing Eddie is the director's son.
Oh.
And he's been in apparently all of these movies. Like, he's in the Howard Lovecraft movies. And I looked up his IMDb, clearly written by his mom. And it's just like, this kid has like a really loving family. And we forced, he was pushed in front of the camera.
We forced him to get the camera.
It really feels like that. And I'm just like, that poor kid, man.
I mean, you know what? He's probably getting paid. I'm sure these money.
But he's a little boy. I don't want him to feel like, I just imagine he's like, Dad, I don't want to be in the Hawaiian.
He might want to be doing this.
I guess that's true.
Maybe this is his thing. He's like, I want to be part of the family business. This is fun. I get to go in, do a little voice acting for a little bit. I don't get yelled at very much to do a better performance, it sounds like. So I got to collect my money.
I feel bad for pretty much everyone involved in the movie now. Like, knowing now that this was like a venture, like by a production company or a company.
But the thing is, Kings Hawaiian is not like a giant corporation.
Clearly, because if they were, they'd be able to afford a better looking movie than this.
So I don't know the logistics of it all. I don't want to say like it was a horrible production.
But look at the final product. Like, rushed.
But all of their other films
kind
of look
like
that.
You haven't seen those other movies.
I've seen the trailers.
Oh, have you?
They look a little rough too.
I haven't seen
them. They're in the same kind of rough edges on the side.
Jesus.
Where they just kind of skip on the backgrounds and focus on the characters.
Like, I wouldn't put my name on this movie. Like, if I was the director, I would feel embarrassed.
Damn.
Like, I couldn't do it. And, like, especially if I was, like, that's the other thing. Because it goes, there's segments in the movie. Like I said, the character animation is really good. And there's segments of, like, hand-drawn, like, not animation, but, like, hand-drawn illustration. And I'm just like, God damn, you guys are artists. Like, you guys know what you're doing. Why not just make this a 2D animated movie? Like, why not? Because it's like, you have to pay like people to rig these characters.
Isn't 2D, but 2D is more expensive, isn't it?
I don't know. I mean, they're about the same. Like,
I felt like 2D was more expensive.
You could get away with. I mean, you can use assets in 2D, like how like BoJack and shit does.
That's true, I guess.
You know, but I guess it won't look like a Pixar movie.
It won't look like a Pixar movie.
You can't trick your kids into buying it at Blockbuster or whatever.
Watching Amazon Prime.
Yeah, that's right. That's where it is. That's where we watched it. I don't like any of the characters. So you got Kai, is his name.
Kai.
He's
the main guy.
Played by Noah Schnapp. Mm-hmm. Schnapp.
Schnapps.
He's an asshole. I hate him.
He kind of sucks. But he
sucks.
Learns stuff.
He learns his past, right?
Yeah.
He learns what it's like to be Hawaiian, mm-hmm. even though he's not played by a Hawaiian person.
Yeah.
Then you've got Eddie, who is a nerd. Who, when I first meet him, he's underwater and his glasses don't fall off. So I'm like, fucking hate you, Eddie. And then there's Lalani, who's just the girl.
She's the girl.
And there's nothing else to her character.
But she is a smart girl.
Well, yeah, but that's the one. You're never going to see a movie now in like, well, this movie was made in like 2018. You're not going to see a movie with a dumb girl in it as the main character. Imagine like two, like one guy's kind of a dick. You have another guy who's really smart and there's just a dumb girl hanging out with him. Hey guys, what's going on? Doo-doo-doo. Oh shit, I fell over. Like, you're not going to have that in a movie.
You got to show, you know, diversity of all women.
Yeah.
But everyone can be dumb.
These are capable women
right.
who don't do anything.
Yeah. Why not have a dumb woman who does a lot.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be fun.
That'd be fun. But like, imagine that. Like, right? Like, imagine writing a character who is a capable woman who doesn't do anything
in
the whole movie.
She has lots of good ideas that everyone just follows.
Ignores.
No, they do them.
Sometimes.
Well, at least they did in my half. Maybe
in my half of the movie, you have Kai, who has... This opening, by the way, is so stupid. Like, if you're gonna make a bad movie... You really got to start off on the right foot, guys.
If you're going to make a bad movie, why would you start off on the right foot if you're trying to make a bad movie?
Because you got to trick them. You got to trick people into thinking the movie's good.
That's
like,
true.
This is what Up did. The movie Up sucks, but it starts with this really great 10-minute opening. That's fine.
Continue.
All I'm saying is this. Is the movie opens with these three kids surfing. A big, grand opening shot with the worst looking island I've ever seen. They're in the water, and then a big wave happens, and Eddie winds up under the water. That's the other thing. Everyone in this movie could just, like, hold their breath for, like, a really long time, apparently.
I mean, they all surf.
I guess that's true.
They're in Hawaii, I assume.
He's under the water. Eddie's under the water. His glasses aren't falling off. And he looks over.
I love how much I'm bugging.
It bothers me so much. And he looks. Why make a character with glasses if his glasses aren't going to fall off?
Chekhov's glasses.
Right. Does that come into play?
No.
No, of course not.
Why not just have a character who
goggles?
Can see? Are you okay? That's like saying no. Why don't? That's like saying you have a woman character. Why does she get pregnant? Like, it's not like
you have a woman character who is capable. Give her something to do.
You have a person with glasses. Their glasses have to fall off.
You have a person with glasses. You're putting them underwater, and you don't expect it to fall off. Give him goggles for that scene. Either way, he's underwater. He's not worried about losing oxygen. He just looks over and he sees like a giant
shark.
A giant cave. Oh. He's like, I want to swim in there. So goes in there.
No, why not?
I don't know why. So then the kids are like, the girl and the guy are like, what the fuck? Where'd our friend Eddie go? So then they.
This is just what they do in Hawaii, dude. I'm just going to take this as Hawaiian culture.
That's right. That's King, what I've learned from this.
Because King Hawaiian produced
it. Was behind all this.
It's not like stupid Hawaiian. It's King Hawaiian. He knows
King Hawaiian.
A lot.
Yeah. The Bikahuda.
Yeah.
So he swims into the cave. And then the two kids are like, where'd he go? They go underwater. And they're just like, oh, look, there's a cave over there. He probably went in there. So they go in the cave. And then this was the funny, because I was like, okay, maybe he like saw something from outside of the cave. He's inside the cave now.
You ever just want to go in a cave, dude?
Why?
Why not? Caves are cool.
But there's no reason to go in there, and it's dangerous. I don't know what the cave is. This
man,
guy.
You gotta remember what it's like to be a kid, man.
This kid is no, he's scared. He's a cowardly kid.
Then why'd he go to the cave?
Good question. So then he goes into the cave, and then he's standing there, and there's, I was like, I almost laughed. There's like the tiniest of chests in the cave. Like,
well,
this,
yeah, it's this little dinky chest.
Tiny dinky chest. How you couldn't even see that from the outside
again,
the cave?
He wanted to go into the cave because caves are fun.
So he goes in the cave, and everyone's like, do you think there's treasure in there? What, like a doubloon? Like one doubloon? That thing's tiny. It's going to hold like
hey, ma'am,
a ring.
Sometimes the best things come in small packages.
That's very true.
That's what I tell all the ladies I date. Anyway.
So the kid, they don't want to open it. They're like, don't open it. It's dangerous. But then.
As opposed to going in a cave underwater.
Good point, Ethan. Yeah. Very good point. But Kai's a fucking asshole, so he opens it. And then the cave starts, like, falling into pieces. Mm-hmm. Like, it immediately starts, like
yeah,
going down.
That sounds like a bad sign.
And everyone gets out fine. But inside of the box was a little wooden figurine of Pineapple Head.
Okay.
Which we later learn is apparently a very dangerous monster that is totally a Hawaiian legend, I guess.
Okay.
According to this movie.
Probably.
Why not? And they learn this from
Kai's.
They
do have Nightwalkers in this movie.
Yeah, that's nice.
Which is an accurate thing
in
Hawaiian legend.
They also had.
I assume they do some research.
Well, I think that's the thing is they do sub research, but not like a lot. Like they also have Menahune. Which is, I looked this up, this is an actual, like, cryptid, or whatever, that exists in Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
But in this movie, they look like little furry weasels.
they're little chipmunk guys.
Yeah, they're just the chipmunks that are furry and colorful.
Yeah.
But I looked them up, they're supposed to be, like, little, like, hobbit-looking guys. Like, okay. They aren't supposed to look like that.
Well,
but
they couldn't put little creepy hobbit men working in a kid's movie,
I guess
probably,
not,
so they had
right?
to make them cute minions.
I'd love to see the designs for what they originally looked like. Yeah. Anyway, so they get out of the cave. They tell the grandpa, but they don't tell grandpa that they open the box. They lie to him. There's another thing I noticed. I don't know if it's... It sort of, like, fell apart in my half of the movie, but, like, is the camera, like, shaky in your half? Like, it moves a lot to try to, like, capture the movement?
In fact, the camera doesn't move enough, I feel. In fact, the camera feels like a Star Wars prequel where it just sits in front of someone. When it's, like... It's good to see sometimes bad animated movies to realize what they are, because so many times you see competent ones that you forget. You're like, oh,
it must
yeah.
be easy to make an animated
if you
movie.
Put if you have the option to put the camera anywhere,
you could fuck
you
up.
Could really mess it up yeah. if you don't pick good choices for your shots.
That's what the guy who made Mad Max said, because he made those Happy Feet movies.
Yeah,
George Miller
yeah.
And he said he learned a lot. He's like, when you put the camera anywhere, you realize there's really only one or two right places to put the camera, you know. And he was like, people who are animators, people who work in the animated field, they know their stuff better than any other director. I'm glad that there's one director out there working in live action that actually said that. Clearly didn't work for this production company.
I was going to say.
I don't know, man. I mean, some of the shots aren't that bad.
No, some of them aren't bad. There's definitely some where you're like, why are they holding on this character? Also, the direction, they need to cut a lot. I feel like there's always dialogue, like half a beat. Dialogue begins.
Even in my half of the movie, I think they did this because they wanted the movie to be longer. Because in my half of the movie, there's even some scenes where there's just a three or four like still frames before another like end. And so it's just like a character will say something and then emote and then just stand there.
I want to say higher up at King's Hawaiian saw the cut. And when they're like, we should probably cut some of this down for time. They're like, more is better. Kids love more.
Yeah, we
want a long movie. We want to keep kids entertained the whole time.
I wonder if it ends at like, I think it ends at like almost exactly 122. Like it's like, at the
it's
dot. There's
much.
No seconds or anything. Yeah. Anyway, and most of that is like production company logos at the beginning. Anyway, they lied to the grandpa. And then they're like, you got to prepare for... Oh, yeah. The grandpa says that the pineapple head is the most dangerous spirit of Hawaii. And there's this very well illustrated scene showing that, as well as the Kuhana Nui, which apparently is Kai's ancestor, banishing pineapple head into the box. I looked up Kuhana Nui because I was like, is that an actual person?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a person. It's a series of people. It's basically like priest, like high priest of Hawaii.
Okay.
So... It's not, it's sort of like, here's a character named Priest who's a priest, you know?
Yeah,
like, that's
yeah.
essentially what's
it's
going on
weird.
Here. Yeah. Anyway, then they prepare for trick-or-treating. This whole thing was, oh, so the whole time I'm like, okay, so Kai lives with his grandparents. What happened to his parents? We learned that his mom worked for NASA and died. We don't know how.
Okay.
But Eddie is interested. Eddie wants to be an astronaut.
Yeah, that's his thing. He wants to be an astronaut.
So Kai's mom... got a moon rock and gave it to Eddie.
Oh, okay.
And that's why Eddie has that moon rock.
That makes sense. Very important.
But they want to get rid of that moon rock.
Because it's bad.
Because the pineapple head wants to get to it. Because the pineapple head, I guess the moon fuels him.
So at this point, the pineapple head's awake walking around?
Not yet. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, now he is because they've opened the box.
Yeah, they opened the box.
Yeah,
right.
He's walking. But no, here's
he's
the other
He's little,
thing.
Though, right? He's a little man.
He's littler. Oh, that's a good point. Because the whole time I'm like, why do people not think this guy's scary? Like, he looks like a monster. And everyone's like, oh, it's just a guy in a costume. But then eventually people realize he's not. And I don't know why. Maybe it's because he's gotten bigger.
Probably because he's gotten bigger.
Yeah. But
don't
question
this movie's logic.
There's tons of logic here. Anyway, they run away from the pineapple head. And then they get saved by the Menahune, which are just these little...
The minion stand.
Golfers, essentially.
Yeah.
Also gets separated. So Eddie and Lonnie are together, which I think Eddie likes Lonnie. There's like this whole thing earlier on where he's like, oh, Lonnie, you look really pretty. I mean, you look good in that costume. You know, that whole stupid thing they always try to do in
Nothing
these movies.
Nothing ever came out of that, interestingly enough.
Well, I don't even fucking know why they had it.
Maybe just to be like, ah, oh, you're cute, I guess.
I don't like that shit. Like, I remember being that young and not... finding like not having any interest in girls. I don't know why they force that into these
true.
Animated movies. It's really weird. Anyway, Kai separated as well. So you have those two and Kyle by himself. And then the Eddie and Lonnie are with the Menahune and they're like, hey, can you get Kai back? And they're like, yeah, sure. And then they do a little dance and then Kai like warps there and doesn't question why he's there or what happened.
Kai's too dumb to question.
He doesn't
like
know
that.
What the fuck is going on. And then they decide that what they're going to do is they're going to throw the moon rock into the volcano. And that is the end of my
half.
That's
the end of your half.
There's
all
more
right.
stuff, but I'm just leaving it out there. And if you have any questions, we'll
okay.
obviously.
Well,
I'll
yeah,
let you
we'll
know.
Get into that.
Yeah.
So I log in to this movie. I don't turn it on. I log into
you
it.
You log into
I
it.
I log into my Amazon Prime. I click the play button. Skip to the halfway point, and I just see a chipmunk with abs.
That's the big chipmunk guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Menahune.
Menahune. Yeah. He's hanging out there. I don't know what he's doing. He literally doesn't. He does a dance, and then they're like, "Cool, can you help us get to the volcano?" And they're like, "Sure."
A lot of this movie is them trying to communicate with these things that I'm pretty sure know English.
Yeah,
and then they're just like, they just sort of ignore it. Like, I think they just have like a really short attention span or something because they don't help them immediately.
No, they go do something else.
Yeah,
but they basically go and build a helicopter.
Yes.
And then they're like,
the Menahune can do that.
Yeah, they build stuff. Including they built a fake pineapple head to walk around and deliver candy.
Oh, I didn't
Have
know
Have you
that.
Seen this pineapple? There's a, there's like a other pineapple head for Hawaiian that's delivering candy to people. Is that not in your half?
No,
okay.
No.
Maybe that was a reveal then. It was like, oh, cool.
That was supposed to be a big reveal. I'm okay. shocked.
Weird.
I'm on the edge of my seat over here.
So we got pineapple head around smash at cars. And this is the first time I realized, I'm like, oh my God. This is what this movie looks like. I'm going to have to sit here and watch 41 minutes of this.
Yeah.
Of,
well, less, because you don't have to sit through the credits.
Here's the thing. The pineapple head smashing these cars, the cars are like way high detail, while everything else in the movie looks bare bones.
That's what I'm fucking saying.
No geometry at all.
Yeah.
It's
Or no texture.
No texture at
like,
all as well. Like,
you'll see like sometimes rock has texture and patterns to it, and then some rock is just like straight nothing.
It's like stretched out, very flat. It's weird. It's like
really, and that's what I'm saying. It's like if you don't have the budget or the time to make this look realistic, don't lean into that shit.
I also just don't understand. Yeah, I guess. I guess maybe they maybe use like too realistic and it made it look bad. And like, it probably was too much of a juxtaposition next to the cartoon characters.
Yeah.
Like, because that's what Pixar does, though, is they put like cartoon characters and then they put like super realistic environments. But I guess if
they do that once, like maybe twice. They've done it a couple times, not every time. But the other thing to consider is the characters are also super like poppy and like highly colorful. The whole Hawaiian is like highly detailed in his like legs and arms. Like, has all these veins and colors and stuff.
It's so weird.
Yeah, he doesn't really pop. He really actually kind of like bleeds into the background sometimes, except for his face.
We got another scene of someone getting all these calls about someone crazy pineapple head making stuff. It's a 911 operator.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about this movie is the other part that is not just animation is the problem, the way it looks. It's the sound design is terrible.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because there's absolutely, throughout the entire movie, no ambient sound.
Yeah.
So you never, ever feel like you're in the space. It's just sound effects like Foley, like people walking, people typing.
Mm-hmm.
And so this lady's on this computer, and I'm just like, what? She just did it. Vacuum? Like, I don't know what's going on. It's really weird.
Yeah.
And you never really think about it until you see without it. It's just one of those lessons in like, oh, okay. So when you're cutting stuff, it really adds up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Again,
this is what makes me think they had like no time.
Yeah, I agree. They probably had no time or no budget, and they're just like, this is what you get.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
King's
Hawaii,
Line, you wanted an hour 40. We're going to give you an hour 40.
That's the other thing. They say King's Hawaiian. I never see the actual brand logo in the movie ever.
That's funny.
Yeah. They
couldn't get those PNGs in time.
That's a good point. Although they really like showing the highly detailed looking
buns, right? Like they're like a realistic texture.
I almost think they 3D printed them. Or something,
or
like
mapped
scanned
them. Yeah, scanned them in,
because they're highly like down to the little like bumps.
They're
on
so
the inside.
Jarring.
It's very weird. It's very weird.
It's such a mix
like,
of art styles.
That's the problem. Like you see this like Jimmy Neutron looking character munching down on a highly detailed bun.
It feels
You're
like an Adult Swim cartoon.
It does.
Like,
it
feels it
looks
like
Xavier Renegade Angel.
It looks like Xavier.
Yeah,
really off-putting and weird.
Which Xavier was like a fever dream on purpose. Like this is what it looks like.
This is just what happens when you just don't have the time.
Yeah, I guess you have the assets. You're like, I guess we have this car asset we used for this other project. Let's just throw
just
it
throw
in it, there.
Throw a couple of them. Copy paste. We're good to go. Yeah. Click that render button. We're done. We've got a cop. He's walked around. I don't know where people are. He's a dummy though and can't help. The Banamue built the Whirly Bird. It's janky. Lalani does not want to fly in it, but everyone else is like, it's cool. And they're like, okay. And then they start going. And of course, when they get to the volcano, they start crashing because it just goes bad.
That is weird because it's made by these monsters, these creatures.
Yeah.
That they say can make anything out of anything.
Yeah.
So I don't know why it suddenly isn't working.
I think it got hit by...
A bird?
No, I don't remember what exactly made it fall. I just think
Block
convenience. Yeah. So they're all walking up to the volcano, and they're about ready to throw the thingy-mabob in.
The moon rock in. Yeah.
But just then, Eddie can't let go. He can't let go of it in time, and Pineapple Head appears and grabs him.
No.
And Pineapple Head grabs the gem and puts it on himself, and he gets even bigger, and then he walks away, and he's going to go destroy stuff. And they're like, oh my god, this is the lowest point for our heroes. They ask Eddie, like, why he couldn't throw it in. He's like, well, if I throw that in, it's like all my dreams going into space would disappear.
Why?
I don't know. I thought it'd be a better thing than just your mom, who was NASA pilot, gave it NASA person.
It is funny because they tell Kyle, like, hey, we're probably going to have to destroy this. He's like, it's fine. Which is a pretty good, like, consistent character choice.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't care about his background.
But
really.
Eddie does. Eddie's like, damn, I really want to
do
this.
Work
puts
into
a lot
it.
Of. He's very sentimental.
Where's Eddie's parents?
At their house, probably. Hanging out. Just having
Lottie's
a good,
parents,
having
guess,
a good Halloween.
Halloween.
They say it so many times, I can never remember how to say it.
Kai's the one that always tells people how to say it. I'm just like, dude, it's not catching on.
Wait, is he the one who made it up? You think it?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, so
he says it's Hawaiian.
You think about it too much. It's
the Hawaiian, and everyone keeps calling it Halloween, and then he calls it Hawaiian.
Oh wow, okay.
I think he's the only one that calls it that. The whole
maybe
movie.
The animators wrote
even
it
his in, uncle, his grandpa calls it.
Maybe
Halloween.
The animators wrote it in as a joke to be like, look how stupid this guy is. Because there was probably some guy at King's Hawaiian being like,
Hawaiian.
Hawaiian. It's yeah. really funny, right?
Kids will catch on. Kids will love the...
Yeah, and it walks in the meeting, got a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Hawaiian. Isn't that hilarious? We'll be talking about the culture of Hawaii and
nobody laughs, and he's like, what, you guys don't like it?
I'm like, it's good.
It's so good.
It's good. Well, we're going to workshop it.
Yeah.
And then they got to the second meeting, and he comes in, and he's like, so where's Hawaiian on this board here of names? And like, Oh, right.
We
figured it was a little hard for kids to say, and he's like, well, what about, like...
My kid loves it. My kid's the one that suggested it.
They're like, oh, okay. Well, we'll put it in there. He's like, well, you got to have it in the plot, too. So let me see that script.
Yeah. What's the name of this movie, anyway? I'll probably can put it in there, too.
You know, I love movies when they say the name of the movie in the movie.
Yeah.
That's I love pointing at the screen going, that's the name of the movie.
Is that really... The Legend of the Hawaiian.
No, it's not.
It's the legend of the pineapple head.
Yeah, that's what I thought his name was going to be Hawaiian. It's not.
It's not.
It's almost like they had to shoehorn it in there and be like, let's make this kid annoying and just make him say it. And it's like, good enough for me.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Here's $10.
What would you consider? Just call it Hawaiian.
Hawaiian. That'd be a good one.
Why not just that, right? And then there'll be Hawaiian too.
They tested it and Legend sounds more cool and spooky. Cool. And also his kid named it. So this imaginary executive we're just imagining exists. I just can't let them spend money on this. This is just such a weird thing for a bread company to do.
It is. I gotta look up more into this.
Like,
man.
If there's
this
not much more, I tried
mind.
Looking up more. It's
I guess
just,
you did.
It's
yeah.
literally just like they made a movie. They made a production company.
And they regretted it.
They made one movie.
I guess they didn't regret it that much. They put a poster up in their restaurant.
Well, that was... See, I'm thinking one... But this is a while ago. This has been on the list.
This movie came out in 2018.
So I think
you probably added it then.
I added it... Yeah, 2018 before it came out, I think.
There's
I
only
think
one thing
like
we have
September.
To do. After this quarantine is over, we have to go back to that King's Hawaiian restaurant. We have to see if that poster is there.
The place is good.
And if it is, we're asking the workers.
Have you guys seen this movie?
Have you guys seen this? Dude, we saw this movie. It's so fun.
It's so fun. It's so good. You've never seen any animated movie like this before.
Up. Bullshit.
Frozen 2, suck it.
Yeah. Up. More like down. this is where it's
you gotta
at.
Get down with the legend
of the Hawaiian.
Yeah, Moana, bullshit. All that stuff's garbage.
Yeah. All that shit.
You see those water effects? Fuck that. What if water was goop? Anyway, so they're at their lowest point, and they're like, Lani's like, your grandpa said that the fire goddess, lava goddess, the volcano's our friend, not our enemy.
Right.
And they're like, what's ask the volcano for help. So they ask
that to the people of Pompeii.
Exactly. And then Kai, of course, is like, I don't want it. This is stupid.
I hate him.
And then they're
much.
Like, no, just do it. What do you have to lose? He's like, you guys did a great job looking stupid. And then he finally is like,
we saved your ass.
And then he commits to help. And then Vanessa Williams appears.
Whoa.
And I like to imagine that they walked up to her and was like, hey, can you record these lines while she's waking up? And it's just like, so the first line is, who dared disturb me? I am the goddess of fire. Like, this all kind of matches. I like how it looks like her. Also, her character design is awful.
Everyone's is.
I know, but hers is especially bad. Like, it literally is like, okay, do Vanessa Williams' hair and have her face, and then her body is going to, she's going to have a lava bikini,
mm-hmm.
and she's going to have lava, like, mermaid-like looking legs. That's just like a blob, because she pops up above the volcano. It's just a weird... She looks like a bad fire genie. It's terrible because it's the same texture as a lava. It's just a texture. It's terrible.
That's bad.
Anyway.
Is the animation any good? No.
Of course not. No, well, the animation's okay.
Right? The character animation?
Yeah, it's fine.
That's pretty
consistent.
It's throughout.
Serviceable. Yeah. Anyway, she's pissed, calls everyone stupid. It's like, how dare you mess with this old stuff and bring this guy back to life?
Mm-hmm. Whose fault is this?
Kai. She blames all of the kids.
Oh.
All those meddling kids. And she's like, you have all the help you need as long as you believe. Oh, anyway, God. Get him to Honapu.
That's what someone who doesn't want to do anything says.
Yeah. Get him to Honapu Bay, and I will have the water gods and the creature gods help us, and then we can take him out.
Sounds like you need more than love then.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I'm like, okay. So Kai's like, I got to go do something. So he goes to the ancient burial grounds. It sounds like it's like a big turning point in his character. Did he not want to go to the ancient burial grounds?
He just
before?
Never believed in any of this.
Okay.
Stuff. He was like a shitty atheist kid.
Okay.
Like finding any excuse to like shit on people's like good times.
Beliefs and stuff
like
that.
For no reason. Like people are just like it's your grandpa and his grandpa's like, yeah, my my grandpa did this, and you know, this is like your heritage, this is your family. Like, this isn't even like religious stuff. Like, this is just like, this is literally what your family
did. Culture stuff. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And he's like, oh, this is bullshit. Fuck you. Fuck you, old man. I hate you.
Fuck you, I'm Kai.
Yeah.
My name's Kai, bitch. Fuck you, old man. Go eat some pineapples, old man. Pineapples, like, down cake, bitch. Then, like, there's a screwdriver on him. Yeah, there you go.
I'd like that. I'd like that movie.
Turns into a shitty wrestling movie. I love Edgelord Kai. Got the fucking just sitting in his room with his MAGA hat on.
I love Edgelord Kai. He's the worst. I do wonder, why are these people friends with Kai? Like, he's the worst.
There's not many people on the island.
That's very true. So there's, I think it's only these three.
I don't even know why they have a cop. Like,
yeah,
he doesn't even do anything. Yeah. He's just like, well, Mark Hamill's here.
How many lines does Mark Hamill have in this movie? Like five?
A fair amount.
Does he have a voice?
Mark Hamill's in almost every single one of these guys' movies, by the way.
Oh, my God.
He's in a lot. So I'm thinking like Mark that. Hamill.
Must be, like, friends with somebody.
Must be friends or must be getting a good rate. Like, or doesn't get a lot of lines.
That's true.
He's just like, all right, I'll record my studio.
He just
whatever.
Did, like, 100 different lines, and then they put his lines.
Maybe.
They're
maybe
they like, Mark Hamill, say whatever you want. Hollow Lion. Isn't that pretty funny? Oh, shoot, we have to make a movie.
That'd be even funnier. The executive comes in. Not only did my kid like the name,
yeah.
Mark Hamill spoke it at one point.
Yeah.
Actually,
I like the idea that they came to King Hawaii, and they're like, guys, we had Mark Hamill in the studio. He said, Hollow Lion. Don't know why. Do you want to make
a movie?
We
got like three lines up.
Yeah.
It's funny, though, because the cop literally never says Hollow Lion. So it makes it
why
seem,
would he?
So it makes it seem like they got a bulk discount on like a Mark Hamill variety pack.
Yeah.
Off of like a charity deal. Yeah, soundboard. They're like, whoa, we can get that. We can put him in. You can credit him? Perfect. Let's do it.
That's
we can save
we
so much money.
We are going to get that Mark Hamill credit.
Get that Mark Hamill credit in a lot of movies. People love Mark Hamill. I'm like, shit, the Joker's going to be in it. It's going to be great.
People are going to ask, like, Mark Hamill, what'd you think about how your character changed over the course of these movies? He's like, you know what? I didn't like it at first, but then my mind changed when I saw the movie. Now I stand behind.
How do you feel decisions. That Kings Hawaiian got their hands on your franchise?
Yeah, right. And there's all these fanboys out there, like, fucking Kings Hawaiian came out of nowhere and ruined it.
They ruined our pineapple head.
Kathleen King Kennedy. It came in here and ruined my precious Hawaiian.
Rolling series. It on your other sweet rolls.
Yeah. Bring J.J. Abrams back in here.
Yeah, it's going to be, he'll
fix
do it perfect.
My Hawaiian trilogy.
Why did they choose three different directors to do it and then cut it down to two directors to really hold up the legend of Hawaiian?
The legend of the Hawaiian.
I'm waiting for the return
of
the
Saga of the Hawaiian.
Yeah, we want the return of the Hawaiian.
I can't wait until the third movie where they're like, the Hawaiian, the pineapple head is back somehow. And then Akai's actually the grandson of the pineapple head.
Oh, damn. And he has to decide if he wants to turn his head into a pineapple or not.
That's right.
Wow, that's deep. And he's just like, fuck your shit, man. And pushes his grandpa over.
Every movie, he's just pushing his grandpa over.
Well, that's the one thing they got right this movie. That actually didn't happen.
Yeah,
but in my mind, it did.
In my mind, he did push his grandpa at some point.
So fuck you,
this
old man.
He's just like tired old guy. Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think of his grandpa? I think his grandpa's all right.
He's fine.
Yeah, see,
he's
you don't fine. Hate every character.
No. I mean, I mostly hate Kai. Kai's the worst.
Kai's the worst. Everyone else is fine.
Everyone else is like, yeah, they're just,
they're
I mean,
like they're like generic
honestly,
characters.
Honestly, didn't even buy Pineapple Head.
Pineapple Head's got a good character arc.
He does. I
he
like
gets
where he
bigger.
Started.
And then you know,
and you saw, you know, the hubris that takes over by the end.
Yeah,
and he's
saw,
like, I'm a big guy.
Yeah, you saw his growth. Like he's a lot of character growth.
Anyway,
so let's see, where are we? All right, so Kai's going to the burial grounds. He's like, Night Marchers, I need your help. Cast out the pineapple head. He's like, all right. So then the cops find the fake pineapple head and
arrest it.
Yeah, and they're like, that's probably what's causing all these issues. And then the Whirlybird is used to distract real pineapple head to bring him to the location the goddess talked about.
Said so, yeah.
And then there's literally a 2-minute dance sequence.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Of the Minue inside the pineapple head. They literally just put on music and they just dance, and then they stops when the cop comes, knocks on the door, And they're like, oh, shit. And then
the cops.
And yeah. And then the Manui are like, ACAB, baby. And they knock open the thing and knock the cop out. He's fucking dead. He does not, like, Mark Hamill quit
he's
out of
not
his contract.
Returning. Yeah. He's not going to
back literally,
for the line, too.
So they see this. And then
the return of the cop.
The grandpa
shows cop's ghost is going to come in the second movie.
So the grandpa comes up, sees the cop on the ground, and is like, man. And then.
All right, Grandpa's the best character in the movie.
He, like, makes no reaction to it. It's like, my old friends, the Matabue. And he, like, talks. He's like, these guys are cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go help my grandson or whatever and all his nonsense.
You know, in Hawaii, they like to put pigs into pits and
spit roast them.
Yeah, there you go.
The cop just, like, take my car keys and then just dies again. And then they take the cop car and drive off.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm serious. The cop just does not get up the whole movie.
He's
dead.
Yeah,
he got knocked out. Anyway, so then they get to the bay. They bring the pineapple to the bay, and then the goddess wakes up and is like, "I'm gonna throw lava at you." And starts throwing lava at the pineapple head. But actually, the pineapple knocks the lava away and hits the whirly bird, and they go down. They almost crash and die.
Not again.
But
what is this? A zombie video game?
I know. And then Pineapple Man's gonna kill him, but then Kai shows up and has his undead warriors. Fucking throw spears at the pineapple head and attack him there. And it's cool. And then Kai gets grabbed by the pineapple monster, pineapple head. And luckily, pineapple head holds him just close enough so he can grab the moon from the pineapple man. And he's like, ah, this hurts. And then Vanessa Williams is like, yo, check out the smoke. And she makes, this is the only good particle effect of the movie, is she uses so much smoke to block out the moon. And then the pineapple head has no more
power.
No more power. And then it shrinks. And then then sharks show up and eat him.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What? What? Pineapple Head is killed by sharks? What the fuck? Yeah. I would never have expected that.
Well, she said she was friends with the guys of the sea.
The sea,
so,
yeah.
And the creatures.
Wow.
So they just got the sharks.
Imagine
to
being
do
a shark.
Do a merc job.
Man, I really need some like blood right about now.
Well, we got pineapples for
you. I guess pineapples.
Pineapples in the blood of a pineapple. yummy, yummy.
What the fuck?
So Kai almost dies, but then the sharks bring him back to shore and he's fine. And he apologizes to his grandpa, who's there now. His grandpa's like, it's okay. You followed your dreams. But next time, come to me, Kai. I don't know what he meant by that. Follow your dreams. What was his dreams? To be a piece of shit.
Yeah, Kai has no dreams. Literally, the only person that has a dream
is
Eddie. And
yeah.
He wants to be an astronaut. Yeah.
Maybe his dream is to help his friend Eddie.
Yeah.
So the fire goddess like has a thing that like gets the little box or whatever. It shows up. And they're like, oh, cool. Let's put the box again. And they're like, we've chosen you now to protect the islands from all this stuff. And then the Night Watchers show up and everyone freaks out and they lie face down on the ground, which is what you're supposed to do in Night Watchers show, because otherwise if you see them, they're gonna fucking kill you. But they're like, no, they're cool. He's cool. They're not gonna kill you. But also, by the way, all the Night Marchers, the exact same model.
Of course. Of like, course it is.
Like all
why
of,
would they make
all
one
Dr. Manhattan looking dudes? It's
I tire of this place. These people.
The pineapples.
These pineapples. The little like dot on his head is a pineapple. I shall make my own symbol.
Remember the pineapples, Angela.
Sharks eating a pineapple was the first trick I learned.
I'm watching you now. The sharks are eating you, Mr. Pineapple Head. All right. Then the Manui come and they fucking, at least they do something good and they fix the whole town up from all destruction.
Well, that's just great.
But they do not pick the cop up. They leave him there and he's just, and then he wakes up and is like, what the fuck's going on? And he just passes out again. I'm like, that cop is dead, dude. And then they have a party at the back of, Kai's house with his grandparents. And I'm like, this house is terrible. It doesn't even have a backyard. It's just like a house model. And then they're like, I guess we'll party in the back
of
the house model.
Yeah.
And it plays Elvis's Rockahula because the dad's dressed like Elvis.
Elvis for Halloween,
the
yes.
grandpa, yeah. Yeah. So they're having a great time. So then, this is the part that I was down with me. I was like, okay, at least this movie has like nice message. It's pretty harmless.
Oh, I'm worried now.
And then this part, I'm like, I don't know what my record of this movie anymore. So Alani.
All right, the movie is ugly as sin.
Yeah.
And overly long, but.
But I was like, well,
I'd still recommend
at
it.
At least it's harmless. Okay, like, yeah. It's not like an actively mean movie. It's not saying anything
bad. It's
not bad.
Despicable.
Also, I did not see any product placement in my half.
Which is weird. I mean, there's really none in mine,
yeah,
either.
Like,
it's pretty
reserved.
Yeah.
Like,
to the point where I thought it was a joke. I was like, okay, I guess, yeah, King Hawaiian is a thing you could give out for, like, Halloween.
Yeah.
Sure. Anyway, so what happens in the
end? So Alani sees a guy dressed up as a pineapple man,
mm-hmm.
right? And the pineapple man's like, oh, you want to dance? And she's like, oh, yeah. And then Kai's like, whoa, you're dancing with the enemy? And she's like, no, this enemy's a lot cuter. And inside are all the Monomoe dancing, and they turn into a giant or a human-sized pineapple man.
Uh-huh.
And then now dancing sexily with this little
Wait,
girl.
Really?
Not sexily, but like really. I'm just like, I don't like the implication here. I don't like it. I don't like the fact that there's a bunch of little creepy mythical creatures,
yeah,
all up on this young little girl.
This little girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Don't like it.
I don't know why it had to do that.
I don't know why either. I thought they're just like, it's cute. And they're like, what if we make it dance with the lady?
I don't like that at all. Okay. Little girl, too.
Little girl. I don't like it. No. That's the most objectionable thing to me. Which, in hindsight, is really not that bad, but it's just weird.
It's a weird choice.
It's just a weird choice.
Yeah.
And then the last shot of the film is the Monomoe is hanging out, the whole crew. You got an old man one. I never even saw before.
Yeah, the elder Monomoe.
I never saw the older one. And they're all just sitting on the beach eating King's Hawaiian. And then it just...
I hate that.
It's so funny.
I hate that. That's the worst thing. That's really bad. Do you think they were like, let's make toys of these fucking...
Yeah, I wonder. If we go to King's Hawaiian in Torrance.
Yeah.
If they're going to have...
Like little plushes or
little
something.
Little plushes.
Yeah. And then you could sit up next to your like King's Hawaiian buns and you could take pictures and hashtag Hawaiian, mm-hmm. you know, on Instagram. Or
on
whatever.
The gram.
I kind of want to check that out now. I want to see if like Hawaiian, because that's a very specific thing to.
Yeah,
like,
no one's going to try. Only Kai.
Kai's the
one
only
one.
He's the only person.
He's the only person
who
uses it.
He's the only one on Instagram.
Funny
like,
if, yeah,
you're in Hawaiian again.
It's just like a fake Instagram for him. And yeah. the only thing is just him. That'd be amazing.
I'd like that.
But yeah, this movie's bad.
It's really so bad. I would not recommend. This is, okay, that's the other thing. This is definitely worse than the one we watched movie before this.
Yes, because at least the last movie before was fun.
It was, I mean, yeah.
I could see it being
ugly.
Fun with friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This movie was
not
really
hard to look at.
Yeah. That's the thing about animation, really. It's like, you can... Because everything is built and everything is made by human hands.
You can't just like,
you don't
half-ass
find
it.
Things.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't be like, well, at least you have a beautiful shooting location.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't exist.
Like, even the lighting
animation.
Is something you have to create.
Everything
you
have
you
to
know?
Create.
And it's like, the lighting really, like, everything is, all of the textures and modeling and shit is bad, but like, the lighting really is doing this movie no favors.
Oh, for me, it's the textures. Like, the fact I get on top of a volcano and it's just a flat gray. Mass.
That's so
is
bad.
Awful. It's so bad. It's really like it's, bad. It's, and the repeating textures. It's just terrible.
It's really obvious repeating textures
it's,
too.
It's so yeah. It's really bad. It's really funny because you see the character models and like, oh okay,
they're fine.
They got enough.
They don't look great.
They don't look great, but they at least have enough detail mm-hmm. and they're going for a look and they all look fine.
Yeah.
And then you just look at the background, it's like, oh my god.
This is what I'm saying. Like, I think people need to watch more bad movies because then you can appreciate how much work goes into making a movie look good.
Yeah.
It's, like that's the thing. Like. There are Pixar movies, Disney movies I'm not a big fan of that I can at least go like, I can look at that.
Yeah,
like,
it's fun
I
to look at.
Look
I
at
like
this.
The colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like impossible There's to watch.
The artistry, it really makes you appreciate the amount of like, even thinking back to when we watched that Frozen 2 documentary, they're like, here's this scene. Mm-hmm. You're responsible for this one scene.
Yeah.
Just the particle effects on this one scene.
Yeah. It's multi-layered.
Go for it. And
that's
just,
the thing.
Yeah.
Because particle effect, like, yeah. Character animation, particle effects, clothing, lighting, sets, all that shit.
All that.
Different
people
apartments,
have
different people.
Yeah, people are specialized in all of it. It goes through like a rigorous process. It's a lot of work.
It's
a lot of time.
Work. Yeah.
To make something look really good. And if you just cut some of those places out, you're just going to have like,
see.
I'm a character artist and I'm going to try to make backgrounds.
Yeah.
But. They look funky.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I bet some of the people that were working backgrounds or working sets or whatever, they were probably, like, they worked really hard on some of them. And they're like, what are you doing? We have, like, 7-8 more sets to do.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, like, Okay.
Shit. Well, I guess here's my volcano.
Yeah, I only got, I'm only getting billed this much. Well, here you go.
Yeah,
have
exactly
fun.
Too. Yeah. Kings Hawaiian's on the phone. They need the movie like tomorrow.
They need it now. They got hot buns in the oven. They got to sell them. They got to sell them. Yeah. Kings Hawaiian Burl's really good, though.
If you guys have watched any of these other movies made by this production company,
yeah,
please email us and email the
Arcana
other
Studio.
Arcana, I believe.
Studio. Arcana, sorry.
You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you want to listen to our previous Spooktacular episodes, you can find them on any podcatching app. And while you're there, please leave a 5-star rating and review. We will read it on the show no matter what it says, even if it has product placement for Kings Hawaiian.
So I will say, look at Arcana Studios, mm-hmm. and they are actually a comic book publisher first. Mm, and then
that explains the illustration.
Yeah, and then they pivoted into animation for some unknown
That's where
reason.
All the money is, man.
Sure.
If you put none of it in the movie... Kids are gonna fucking like parents just want shit to put their kids
yeah,
in
yeah I mean
front
you're
of,
right like you look know? At the fucking Johnny YouTube videos or whatever those are called
yeah like, Johnny ma
yeah
Danny,
those
Danny.
Like it doesn't matter like you just throw them they look interesting enough yeah. weird enough they look like oh dude
you're looking at some of these other ones.
This is a movie called this is unreleased it's called Pandas versus Aliens.
Oh,
I expected a bad poster. I did not expect this poster. Oh, shit. Hold on.
Yeah, come on, man. Oh, my God. That looks like ass. What?
It looks like 3D Movie Maker.
This looks like shit.
From 1995.
Why are they doing this?
I don't know.
Even the font is bad.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't think Kings Hawaiian's the blame.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're the ones
to blame. Who knows? Maybe this is like Panda Express kicking them. Good night, everybody.
We saw your success with the Hawaiian movie.
Make us a movie. Panda versus Aliens. Ethan, that's pretty spooky, but what is your pumpkin rating?
Well, my pumpkin rating is an absolute zero.
Well, I almost gave the movie before this an absolute zero, and now I'm glad I didn't, because I will give this movie an absolute zero. Yeah,
awesome.
Zero pumpkins. Not even scary.
No, not scary. Well,
the last movie wasn't scary.
You know what, though?
This is really not
the
scary.
The lack of textures is pretty frightening. The amount of weird cuts
and shots.
Is that
worth at least half a pumpkin?
I would say I think it's half a pumpkin. Because it's scary in a horrific way that you would not expect.
I'm imagining the behind the scenes of the movie, and that does sound pretty scary. So I'd give that at least half a pumpkin.
Yeah, half
like,
a pumpkin.
The rushed like deadlines and mismanagement and higher ups with no idea of how to make an animated movie telling this production company to do what they say or else.
Oh, man.
Good night, everybody.